Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program today, This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's called a truly American novel in the best of traditions, informative and entertaining. The critically acclaimed book, Farmer's Son, Military Career by Clarence Vold, is his story, a captivating and poignant portrait of growing up on the plains of South Dakota, completing grade school in a one-room schoolhouse, achieving the highest enlisted grade in the Air Force, in many ways the culmination of his military career, service as an electronics technician, military training instructor, and instructor supervisor, scheduler for air crews, missile crews, other assignments that included 43 combat missions over Thailand and the Gulf of Tonkin, retirement from active duty, and then graduating from college. The farm boy, former farm boy, Clarence E. Kip Vold, shares details of his life from childhood in rural America to his career in the Air Force, in Farmer's Son, Military Career, and he's back with us on This Week in America. Clarence, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So much more to talk about on the program, and the first program we did with Clarence, you'll find if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, podcast available. It's, of course, on iTunes and Google Play, and video on YouTube. Again, going to our YouTube channel and seeing the first interview that we did with Clarence. One thing I wanted to talk about last week, and we ran out of time and a lot of new areas to talk about on the program today, and that's, we talked about the basis of writing the book, and we'll touch on that again here in a second, but what is writing this book meant to you, going back and looking at the past and putting it all together and contemplating where you've come from? What has this book actually meant to you?
Well, it gave me the will to live again. I'd reached the point where life didn't seem to have any more purpose. I wasn't accomplishing anything. I was essentially sucking up oxygen, not contributing anything to the world, and it made me feel like living again. I'm alive now. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm just happy with life. I keep writing and painting. I'm working on some more books, but also have you ever heard of an organization called, I'm not sure it's the pronunciation, Quora, Q-U-R-A. People send in questions, and I've signed up to answer questions there, so I try to help people there.
Great.
For education, small schools, stuff like that, I do make donations where they can buy supplies, things like that. But I'm alive now. I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm at a point where, I've lived a good life. I don't want it end now, but if it ended, it ends.
Well, and you've touched so many people during the course of your life. That comes out in the book, Farmer's Son, Military Career, and still inspiring people today. We talked about the military part of it, and we'll touch on that again as well. But talk about the family history on both sides. As I read, the paternal grandparents ended up in South Dakota, but they were shooting for Seattle. Talk about how they ended up in that area.
That, when I growing up, I listened. There were grandparents, other people like that. They would talk, and I would just sit and I would listen to things. And no one ever actually said that, but that's my impression. They came from they were close to the ocean of Norway, and there were people moving from Norway going through the United States, and there were neighbors and friends from Norway living in Torrey Lake. And when they got there, apparently they ran out of money. But there were homesteading was available. There was a small lake in the middle of the township there, and so they said, "Well, this isn't the ocean, but this will do for now, I guess." And so they settled there. And an interesting part to me is in 1910, 1915, how did boys from South Dakota and girls from Wisconsin get connected?
Yes,
and it's a story of three uncles. On my father's side, Uncle Abe maintained air conditioning utilities, and he was working at Norwegian school in Minnesota, Northfield, Minnesota. My mother's uncle, Jurgen, was a professor there, and he got his niece's jobs working at the college. Uncle Abe had his younger brother Sam with him, and so Sam and Clara met, and love ensued. They married. Cora went to South Dakota, met Alfred. Signe went to South Dakota, met Elling, and ended up there as many of the Thompson children in South Dakota as still in Wisconsin.
Talk about the influence that the grandparents and your parents had on your life. As I'm reading, they really developed, they're responsible for the development of who you are today. Talk about growing up and the lessons you learned from grandparents and your parents.
My father's parents were both gone by the time I was born. But the spirit of adventure, I think, is there because, you know, they left Norway with two little kids, headed to the United States to make a new life for themselves. And from my uncles my father led by example. You know, he never said, you got to do this. They gave me different lessons on how to do different things, but he really led by example, and I tried to do that in the Air Force. One example, there was a lady working for me. She was what some people derogatively call a hyphenated honey. And she wanted to go by her name, and there was an NCO in my outfit that called her by her husband's name. And I knew it bothered her, and I could have ordered him to just say, this is her name, use it. But I didn't do that. I went out of my way to call her by the name she wanted to be called by. There are times where I would have called her in to talk to her. I went out and I talked to her, and I used by that name over and over and over again. And finally he picked up on it, said I didn't want him resenting her or me. So by example, I got him to change.
Yeah, that's it's a good lesson in leadership, what you were able to do without really, as you say, calling somebody in and having somebody resent somebody else. It just sort of naturally happened. Clarence Vold is with us on the program. That's V-O-L-D, back with us on the program. The book is Farmer's Son, Military Career. His website is clarencevoldbooks.com. Book, of course, available at all the usual places, including Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, you talk about growing up. I mentioned the one-room schoolhouse that you were in. Talk a little bit about the weather there, because you didn't just have blizzards there. You had legendary blizzards there. What was that like when you got caught in one? I would think your world would just really shrink, and basically it's you and the family in the house.
It motivated me to read.
Yes.
I mean, if a choice is between a blizzard or dying of boredom, my father was on a school board while I was growing up, and all of his children. When the school board bought new books, he would bring textbooks and encyclopedias home, and I read those. I read everything I could get my hands on. And through my imagination and the encyclopedia, in my mind, I witnessed every heavyweight championship title change from John L. Sullivan up to Ezra Charles. I would read about it, and I get involved into the point that I felt I was there watching that fight.
The power of books, it's so strong, and that's a skill of reading, a talent that stayed with you all through your life, and the outgrowth of that, your ability to write, which you do so well in the book, Farmer's Son, Military Career. Let's talk a little bit about growing up on the farm. And we touched on this before, your father's expectation that someday you would take over the farm. What kind of thought process did you employ as you decided, I don't want to be a farmer, and the decision then was made to enter the Air Force? Talk about how difficult that was for you to not take over the farm.
That wasn't difficult. When I was in high school, my ambition was to be an aeronautical engineer. And so my ambitions were totally away from farming. My oldest brother didn't stay on the farm. My next older brother was in the military, and then he went to college, or he would have become, as you said, a clerk in a hardware store, and he had a much better life that way. It wasn't really mentioned by my father that he wanted me to, what he wanted any of us to do. He just led by example, and I believe he hoped that one of us would follow in his steps. A cousin of mine read my book, and she sent an email. She enjoyed the book, obviously, but she also asked one question, was, you did all of that by yourself? You didn't get anybody's permission? No, I just did it myself. And she said her father was a college professor, her grandfather a college professor, and then Who's Who of America, and they were expected to go to college,
yes,
to become educators. And I never felt that pressure. So just, to my father, I think it was more important for his children to do what they wanted to do without him influencing them unfairly.
Well, talk about then, the next stage of that is enlisting in the Air Force and then deciding to stay in the Air Force. Talk about the thought process to join the Air Force. What kind of decision was that?
It was to find to figure out what I wanted to do. College was not working for me. It was not for me at that time. And I didn't want to go back directly to the farm. It was where I could get some experience, get some training, and basically, like I said before, a chance to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up.
And then there was a point that we talked about, the touchdown at the last program, where you had to decide if you wanted to stay in the Air Force, and you decided to stay. Talk about that, again, that decision and what went into that, okay, this is where I am, I'm comfortable here, I'm going to stay, and you ended up staying with a 30-plus year career.
Right. That was at 8 years. If I reenlisted one more time, that would put me at 12 years. And at 12 years, I'm 60% of the way to a 20-year career. So if I'm going to, so then it was either stay for 20 or get out at that time. And if I reenlisted one more time, I am in effect reenlisting for 12 years. And it was going well. My wife wanted me to stay. She and my commander ganged up on me and finally convinced me to reenlist. And I did, and I haven't regretted it. It's been a good life. It was a good life for my wife and I. She's gone now. She died almost 3 years ago. And she was afflicted with dementia quite bad. And but so it's been a, all in all, I look at life and I've gone over things. I see where, yeah, I could have made a different decision here, different things. Yeah, things would have been differently, but I don't know that I would have been any better off. At one point, the Air Force had a Airman's Enlisted Commissioning Program, where if you had completed college by the time you're 26, they would commit. You could go to college if you completed by the time you're commissioned, be commissioned as an officer. And I was 22 at the time, 21. And I didn't have time, I wouldn't have met the time, age requirement. So they increased his age to 27, and I was 23. To 31, I'm 26. It kept going up and up. And if I had taken some colleges along the line, yeah, I could have got in and could have been commissioned and retired as an officer. But I would have retired more than likely as a captain at 20 years, and as a chief master sergeant at 30 years, my retirement pay is actually more. So I'm, in the long run, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm better off, I believe, financially. You know, I'm not certainly not wealthy, but I'm comfortable. And as long as I don't do anything stupid, you know, I'll be okay.
That's, yes, and obviously you are not. The book is just a fascinating read. Farmer's Son, Military Career, Clarence E. Kip Vold, V-O-L-D, is the author, available at clarencevoldbooks.com. A lot of great information, entertaining website that you can go to. Information, of course, on the book and how to go about ordering it. And you can look on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you left the Air Force, it was back to college. Talk about why that was important for you to go back, and you're in college with a lot of people that probably are half your age at that point. What was that like, making that decision and going back to college?
Well, I didn't go back right away. As soon as after I retired, I went back for one semester, and that really didn't work out either. And we were in California. My wife's brother was in Fort Worth, or in Dallas, Texas, and he was not doing well. His sons weren't really taking care of him. So she wanted to be with him or help him. So we moved to Fort Worth, helped him. Then we were on our way back to California, and my brother in Montrose, Colorado, had an opportunity for a program with his church for professionals to go to underdeveloped country. And he went as a business manager of a Lutheran seminary in Ley, Papua New Guinea. So we lived with them, stayed in their home for a year. Then I went back to college. And it was something that I felt the need to finish college. And I had to do it.
And you did, and you did successfully. After all you've accomplished up to that point, went back and got the college degree. As you can tell in listening to Clarence talk, a varied background from growing up in South Dakota all the way through the college degree that he finally got after the career in the Air Force and the extensive traveling that he's done. I know that, and we touched on this on the last program, and I encourage people to go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, go to audio, you get the podcast of the program we did with Clarence before, and YouTube, you can see the video there as well. In working with Reader's Magnet, and I know they've done a lot for you, including you've got your own YouTube video up as well, a trailer they've done for the book. Again, what's it been like working with this company? What's that experience been like for you? They've done an excellent job in getting word out there about your book.
They are very enthusiastic, and they are, you know, they're so far, you know, they're I'm paying for it, obviously, but they are providing what they said they would provide so far. One of the things they did do for me was the book was featured at an international book fair in Frankfurt, Germany, and they've got the book signing set up in Miami later this month.
Yeah, that has to be
going back to college. On we're going with students that were much younger than me.
Yes,
and when I was with true freshmen, the boys seemed to be a little bit intimidated by me, but the girls would talk to me, and I think it was because, you know, I wasn't hitting on them, I wasn't playing any games, it was just somebody they could talk to.
Yeah, probably different for them. They here's someone who they feel like they can be friends with, and there's not going to be anything asked in return, so I'm sure that was an interesting relationship. And you can get all the stories that Clarence is talking about in the book Farmer's Son, Military Career. Clarence Vold, V-O-L-D, can look it up on YouTube, see the trailer for the book that Reader's Magnet did for him. You can go to his website, clarencevoldbooks.com, and link on to a lot of the information we're talking about. And, of course, order the book, and by going to thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Clarence's website. It's been a pleasure having you on for two programs. What an interesting life, such a unique perspective that you're willing to share with people, and a lot of people are looking to you for some inspiration, motivation to get them through difficult periods and transitions through their lives, and a lot of former military transitions from the military back into private life. Clarence, it's been a pleasure on the program. Thank you once again for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me tell my story.
It is
a good life. Yes. I've enjoyed it.
And it still goes on, so we'll stay in touch from time to time. The book is Farmer's Son, Military Career. Clarence Vold, V-O-L-D, the author. His website is clarencevoldbooks.com. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.